Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Happy hump day, people. Welcome in as we make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez as we sift through what was a crazy night, a crazy start to March Madness, and what we're I'm trying to wrap my head around the idea right now that I am watching the very first game of the 2019 Major League Baseball season between the Oakland A's and the Seattle Mariners. Is live in Japan. It is in the bottom of the second. Oakland is up 1-0. And for trivia purposes, keep this in the back of your head in case anybody asks you, or if you happen to be out and it's trivia night, who hit the very first homer of the 2019 season. It would be Stephen Biscotti, the former Cardinal, now Oakland A, who went yard in the bottom of the first there. So 1-0. Oakland, bottom in a second, and Dane, I can't believe it. Baseball season is here, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Play ball, all right? And the fans out there in Japan are going to be very excited to see those two games with the A's and the Mariners. I believe two things about that. One, this is just, you know, Ichiro's ability to tip his cap, wave farewell, I believe, as he's going to then retire. I think they just made these games with Seattle so they can still make the roster move, you know, after letting Ichiro tip his cap. Also, you need to have it be a week before real opening day. Listen, Joe, I have taken that flight from Shanghai to JFK. It's a 15-hour flight, and you lose your equilibrium for a few days. That jet lag is real, okay? I was, like, spinning around, dizzy, almost passing out for days after that big old flight. So I'm glad they gave them the kind of week in between.
Yeah, it's very interesting, too, because I think we you think things are going to change. I'm not sure things are going to change. I do believe that we might actually have a pitching change already coming in the second inning. So congratulations. We know this last year, the A's love the whole let's start a bullpen pitcher for an inning or two. And then, you know, we saw Tampa Bay do it. And I'm not sure if this is an injury or what's going on there, but there's a timeout. We might have to see whether or not there's already going to be a pitching change in Major League Baseball. We haven't even made it through the second inning already. So much for the whole got to sit there and face the three batters. But can I tell you, I'm excited to get baseball back. We're on for three hours. Yeah.
Right? We're on for three hours.
This could be
so
3 hours.
If the game is still going, when we go off the air and you're on the morning after, then we know we have not changed anything from the pace of play because it will be an unmanageable 3.5 hours of the opener.
I will say this, an awful lot of masks in the stands, but there is not an empty seat there. You know, Ichiro is, it must be the most popular man in Japan. I think when he goes there, it is like royalty walking down the streets. But, you know, it's hard to believe we're watching a dude that's, what, 40, what is he, 46, 45, 46? I mean, it's hard to believe. Yeah. 45 years old. I mean, it truly is hard to believe that what this man has accomplished, not just in our league, but how great he was there. And I know people always say the argument that, Japan, it's not Major League Baseball. Yes, I get that. But the bottom line is you still got to go out there and get it done. Otherwise, everyone would have done. And as far as I'm concerned, I know we all look to Pete Rose as the hit king. As far as I'm concerned, what Ichiro has done between his career there and here in MLB, truly second to none. To me, he is the hit king.
Yeah, listen, I do not disagree with you. He already had over 1,000 hits in Japan. And, you know, I from all things considered, I think we could call the Japan League kind of like quadruple A. You know what I mean? It's better than the minor leagues here. Is it the same level as Major League Baseball? The jury is still out, let's say. But an incredible achievement out of Ichiro. Joe, if you'd like some reading, by the way, I've read two great books about Japanese baseball that I recommend to everybody out there listening to us. One is called You Gotta Have Wa, W-A. Wa is what the Japanese believe is kind of like, the best we could define it as like clutch, this kind of like spirit and life force that helps you deliver. Okay. And the other one is The Samurai Way of Baseball. One of them chronicles all the American guys that have tried it in Japan. And the other one chronicles really a lot of the Japanese baseball exports that come over here. Both great reads. You got to have Wa and The Samurai Way of Baseball.
Love this. They certainly love their baseball, and they love it like we used to love it in this country, only they love it even more because it is, without a doubt, one of the most popular sports there, and you can just tell. And it's also a throwback. I'm laughing as I'm watching this because remember all the old movies we used to see of guys like Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio and all the greats, and you would look around and pan around the stadiums and everyone would be in suits and fedoras. Yeah, there isn't a whole lot of cutoff t-shirts and those types of things in the stands right now. So it is kind of a throwback a little bit as I'm watching this going, these guys are all dressed in the nines in the stands watching these guys. A couple of Ichiro jerseys I see there, but for the most part, these folks are very well dressed, and this has got to be, you know, a night out. And from what I understand, people have had these tickets for forever waiting to get, you know, a final shot at watching Ichiro, a guy that has meant so much to the game of baseball around the world. But certainly there, they are not skipping a beat. And the dude still looks 12 years old. I don't know what's going on there with him. I don't know what it is. The dude can still run. He's throwing bullets. Bullets from the outfield, like he's throwing like wood line drives. He's throwing people out. I mean, the guy is truly one of the all-time greats. I don't think gets enough credit here in the States, but this is a guy, you know, could you imagine Albert Pujols playing until 45 years old? No,
I mean, I can't
figure it out.
You know, playing until that age right now. Absolutely. Ichiro is, you know, a great player, was, you know, the MVP and the Rookie of the Year his first year he came over. And when you talk about his arm, Joe, I'm going to tell you my platform again. Once we hit All-Star Game in Major League Baseball, I think one of the events, in addition to the Home Run Derby, take all the best arms from right field and have them throw seeds to, like, third base and home. I want to see who has the best outfield arm. Okay, imagine all these guys out there in right field throwing pills to third base right on the dot, right? And Ichiro could probably still compete at age 55.
Crazy. All right, we're just getting started here. We're going to make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do this.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Big night in the NBA, and also, of course, a couple of play-in games for the tournament that's getting ready to take center stage tomorrow. And don't you worry, if you haven't filled out your brackets yet, you're okay. You've got until tomorrow. We've got plenty of updated information we're going to pass along your way here this morning, try and give you the best chance to be able to nail that office bracket pool or whatever it is that you are in, even if it's just, kind of putting it together with friends and family. We do have some updated information. We will pass that along to you, but welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we help make it rain. And we're watching Major League Baseball right now live in Japan. 2-1 now is the score. Top of the third, Oakland, Seattle, the farewell tour for Ichiro in Japan. The 2019 Major League Baseball season is underway. We'll keep you posted as the action unfolds. But 2-1 right now, those of you that might have taken Seattle plus 110 like I did, 2-1, you're making a comeback. Just throwing that out there. But before we get to any of the NBA and the college hoop stuff and plenty of action there, want to talk about what we learned yesterday, shortly when we were done here with the show, Dane, about Mike Trout in Major League Baseball and the unprecedented, unbelievable contract that he signed for over, $400 million. Really, once you start over $400 million, what the hell's the difference at this point? 12 years, $430 million. It was replacing the remaining 2 years that he had of around $66 million. He will be he will always be a Angel from here on out. Loves the city. We came to learn, as much as he loves Philadelphia and he spends all his time there, what I think people don't realize, and why would you? Because it's not like Major League Baseball promotes its stars at all. But Mike Trout really does love the city of Los Angeles, loves the people there. He does go, he's from the Philly, New Jersey area. He loves that. But really, he loves L.A. He didn't want to go anywhere. He wanted to, and I think this is very admirable in this day and age, he had no intentions of ever playing for multiple teams. He wanted to start his career, and he wanted to finish his career in Angel. And I think there's something to be said for that. Not a lot of fanfare, which is usual for Mike Trout. I don't think a lot of people saw this coming. There was no leak to this. After we just went through, months of the Bryce Harper, where is he going to go? And, oh, my, Manny Machado. I mean, we had to deal with that on a consistent basis. We heard nothing of Mike Trout. you know, 2 years he still had remaining. We figured we'd be putting this off. Hell, even Bryce Harper thought we'd be putting this off a couple of years before we had to talk about it. And it turns out, just like he's kind of treated his entire career, under the radar, and just went ahead and got the deal done. No fanfare, no nothing. But I will say this, okay? Do not sit there today or any day from this point on and try and tell me how this is a great deal. This is not a great deal. And the fact that the Angels are the ones doing it, who have had a front row seat to see exactly how these kinds of contracts can go terribly wrong, considering they still have Albert Pujols, 3 years, $87 million on his 10-year, $240 million contract that he signed in his 30s in the 2012 season. Is it good for Mike Trout? Yeah. Am I happy for him? Absolutely. Go get your money. But when you take a step back with no horse in the race, from a business perspective and from the betterment of Major League Baseball, Dane, I don't see how this is a good contract in any way, shape, or form. This is a nightmare. And if baseball, again, now that you've set the bar here, what are you going to pay Mookie Betts? You know, what are we going to pay Aaron Judge? It's getting to the point now where I thought maybe baseball was starting to come around and go, you know what, we've got to rein this in here a little bit. And then they go ahead and they do this. And, I mean, how many more of these contracts, the A-Rods, the Pujolses, the Bobby Bonillas before that, how many times do we have to continue to see Major League Baseball write bad contract after bad contract after bad contract?
I think we're going to see less of it, Joe. And I think the last two off seasons still are testament to that. Okay, we've been talking about, listen, we got Dallas Keuchel still unemployed. We've got Craig Kimbrel still unemployed, although it looks like him and the Brewers are now talking. You know, I think let's not get twisted of what is happening in the entire industry with what is happening with the absolute cream of the crop and the 1%. That's the distinction I'm going to make. I actually think baseball has started to learn that they don't want to give these inflated contracts, that they don't want to give these 7, 8, $10 million, 10-year deals. I think the last two off seasons is proof that that actually is not the case anymore in baseball. However, there are exceptions to the rule. And I think that, you know, Machado, Harper, Trout, Arenado, these are the players who have combined to get signed or re-signed for over $1 billion in their contracts. But what is consistent with them? They are in their mid to late 20s, and they are, like, you know, true all-stars. They are all top 5 or 10 players in the game. I think the shift has happened in terms of that next tier of players. They are not getting on the open market what we once saw. But for the people like these guys, the Trouts, the Harpers and all, it actually is a good deal, and they still should be able to get their money. It's the same as in the NFL. If you look at the franchise tag, when you take the average of the top 5 at the salary, if you're actually number 1 or 2, it turns out being a bad deal for you. I think this is now going to only be reserved for the true cream of the crop, not the middle tier. I think that is what the market is bearing. The other thing I would say, Joe, it looks like extensions from your current team are what's in vogue right now. You know, not even going to hit the open market. It looks like teams are trying to re-sign their own guys instead of, you know, really worrying about when they hit free agency. We saw it with Arenado. We've seen it with Trout. We saw it with Aaron Hicks for the Yankees. We saw it with Mikolas in St. Louis. It seems like teams are wanting to use their money on their own guys, except instead of some of the big bank free agents. But I don't know, Joe. I don't think this means that baseball is losing their mind again. I think this means that baseball is being smarter about it and only saving these crazy contracts for people in their mid to late 20s who actually truly do deserve it.
I'm happy for Mike Trout. I really am, because of all the guys, you know, the truly good guys in the sport, in the sporting world. I mean, Mike Trout is one of these guys. I think it's a absolute shame how they have wasted the first 7 years of this guy's career. He's 27 years old. He was already signed through 2020, and he's had exactly one playoff appearance, one at bat, I think, in a playoff, and they ended up losing it. But this is the Angels didn't want him to hit free agency, and I get it. You know what I mean? If I'm the Angels, I'm making that. Right. I'm making this deal in some way. I'm making this deal. But you and I both know what's going to happen with the Scott Boris's of the world. They are guys like Mookie Betts, great players right now. Aaron Judge, great players, but there really is right. only one Mike Trout. I mean, Mike Trout, if he continues to go, we're not even talking cream of the crop. We are talking the crop.
We're talking right? Mickey Mantle.
Because he could right. turn out to be I mean, he could turn out to be the greatest baseball player of all time. That's my feeling. Or no, the numbers speak to just how good he is. His wins above replacement are off the chart. We've never seen anything like it. And if he continues, and there's no reason to think he won't at 27 years old, at least over the next couple of years, he could go down as the greatest baseball player of all time. Giving him that kind of money is one thing. But Aaron Judge, right. who, listen, you're going to hit 50 home runs, dude. Aaron Judge, you're not Mike Trout. Mookie Betts, you know, congratulations. You got a nice core year. But you guys are not $400 million players. And anybody else who's behind that, who thinks that, you know, Mike Trout is now, you've set the bar with Mike Trout. The problem is if you blur that line between what Mike Trout really is and what everybody else, there's Mike Trout and then you know, there's a couple of rings down before you start getting to this next level, the Bryce Harpers, the Machados. The difference is $100 million, but I don't know when negotiations come that the Scott Boris's of the world are going to position it that way. And then I think here's what we're going to have. We're going to have another situation with these guys where guys are going to be holding out. And as us and the fans, we're going to be going like, what the hell are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, I think that's fair. The question is, right, Joe, like, where is the line? You know what I mean? I think that is really the question. But the market showed us some of that. Listen, Trout got significantly more than Harper and Machado even. And those two guys would have to be considered, you know, in whatever next tier, even with the Mookie Betts or Aaron Judge or Francisco Lindor or whoever comes up next. I got to tell you, though, Joe, you almost had me about Kyler Murray running back to the A's. A lot of people were like, him looking at Trout being like, ooh.
Yeah. We'll share that. Yeah, we'll do that coming up next here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Eli Manning was in the bottom third of the NFL even when he was not pressured in efficiency rating. He couldn't throw the ball down the field anymore. We could go on and on and on about Eli Manning, and I like Eli Manning. I truly do. But Eli Manning is no longer elite. I don't know if he ever was, to be truthful, but Eli Manning is just not that dude.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
One, two, three, baby. Welcome in. We make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on this Wednesday as we are just 24 hours away from the madness that is known as March. We got brackets. We got all sorts of play-in games again tonight. We had two last night. And we'll get into that, some updated strategies, some updated things you need to know regarding who might win it all, you know, who you want to advance, who you don't. Certainly from a betting perspective, we've got some TNA for you, some trends and angles that you're going to want to hear. But we are talking about the Mike Trout craziness, $430 million, 12 years. Congratulations, Bryce Harper. You were exactly the highest paid player for 3 weeks. And still an obscene amount of money, either which way we cut it. You know, it's all obscene. Machado, Harper, $300 million, it's all the same. But Dane had mentioned something earlier about yesterday. As soon as the story broke out, I had gone and I went and posted this. And, you know, I said, breaking news. Now Kyler Murray's decided to switch back to playing baseball. He's going to forgo the NFL draft. And the reason I did it is because I'm saying, if you're Kyler Murray, you just walked away from this craziness that is Major League. I mean, you said you were doing it for the money, but I think hands down, baseball proved once again that if you can play like anything else, the money far, far exceeds anything that's going to happen in the NFL. But the problem is I posted this thinking, ha-ha, but people actually bought it. Like, people were like,
DMing a lot of people going, were doing
that's
this,
not
though.
True, man. They're like, dude, that's not true. I'm like, what do you mean it's not? I'm like, of course it's not true. It wasn't. That's not the point. The point was, and then, of course, later on in the day, people started to go, oh, I get it now. I'm
it
like, all right, so.
You were not the only person who tried to make this joke. You were not the only person who tried to make this joke. It was literally trending. I saw a lot of people being like, yo. But then I saw a lot of them had, like, gifts. Like, you had Forrest Gump, and a lot of them had other people. And I was like, oh, okay. But at first, it was, like, literally the first couple things I said was, like, oh. And then it was also juxtaposed with a lot if you were just doing on Kyler Murray trending, that the Cardinals and Kingsbury were meeting with Murray also today. So, right, you could try to connect the dots and put them together and be like, uh-oh, maybe Murray didn't hear what he wanted to out of that meeting. And he realizes that he's not going to be the number one overall pick. And he sees Mike Trout, and he's like, all right, I'll take that money. You know what I mean? So it was interesting. fake news, Joe. Stop contributing fake news.
Listen, I put it out there right after, you know, we were just finishing with the show. It had broke, and I'm like, all right, let me throw this out there, because that was what I first thought of, was Kyler Murray said no to baseball because he wanted to play football. But I'm going, man, so what? If you told me, all right, listen, you can spend 2 or 3 years on a bus, and I actually spent time on that bus before you get to the show, and then when you get there, I don't know, you could make $300-400 million a year. Yeah, like, what do you – there's no – I'll sit on my ass on that bus for a couple of years. I got no problem doing that. But you're right. They coincided perfectly with the announcement that Kyler Murray met yesterday with not only Cliff Kingsbury, but the GM, Steve Keim. They were in Oklahoma yesterday. They did, in fact, meet. That was breaking, of course, everywhere as well. Number one pick in the draft, Arizona Cardinals. We know this, right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out to connect the dots here of what might be going on. The rumors, the innuendos, they have been there. We also know the Cardinals last year spent their first-round pick on a quarterback in Josh Rosen. So here is the question. If this is – and I get they had to meet with him, right? I get you. You're the number one pick in the draft. You have to, even if you're not interested, Dane, you have to give the impression that you are, because the only way that you're ever going to you know, get an offer regardless from somebody like the Giants, for instance, you've got to go right. out there. And that's what's fascinating about this time of year is that you don't really know what to believe, what not to believe. And I know people love to jump to conclusions, but the reality is they have to make it seem as if they want this kid. Regardless, it's better for them whether they want him or don't want him. The mere fact right. that they are out there doing this and leaking it and letting people know, hey, we're with him today. The Cardinals are there. It gets the pot stirring with everyone else that may love him. And I don't think, you know, I'm with you. We've talked about this in the past, and I'm not sure outside of maybe the, you know, one or two other teams, anybody is equipped to be able to draft him and reshape the entire franchise and the entire direction, because he is a very niche player, okay? You've got to change everything. Your offense changes, how you draft changes, your roster. Everything changes when you go get Kyler Murray. I just don't know. I don't think there's a bundle of teams that are willing to do that right now for an unproven commodity in this kid. But I do think the Cardinals are one of them, and it's possible, but at the same time, it's not a done deal here, guys. And if you're the Giants, like if you are Dave Gettleman, Dane, you look at this and you're saying what right now?
If I look at this and I'm Dave Gettleman, what I'm trying to lay in the weeds, because I'm trying to read all the other teams in the NFL. And honestly, if I'm Dave Gettleman, it was music to my ears to see, you know, Nick Foles sign in Philly. It was music to my ears to see, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick sign in Miami. It was music to my ears to see the Washington football team trade for Case Keenum. You know, these sorts of things, because I'm trying to understand the market. That's what I'm doing if I'm Dave Gettleman. I'm trying to understand what the market is and if I think I'm going to be able to get my guy at number six. Conversely, what the Arizona Cardinals are doing are trying to manufacture a market. Of course they have to do this stuff, Joe. You know, they only get limited meetings and visits, but you have to take one with Murray, because whether you believe it or not, whether you're going to do it or not, you have to create the appearance that you're interested in Murray. And what does that do? That helps shape the market for trades. But what I'm looking at is how many teams are really going to be actually in the market for a first round quarterback. We know the Giants are, right? We know the Miami Dolphins are, Joe. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a bridge quarterback. They're going to be getting some bud. I still believe that Denver and Washington may be, because in my opinion, Flacco and Keenum are bridge quarterbacks, the same as Ryan Fitzpatrick and Eli Manning, quite frankly, are in that time, right? So I'm wondering, what is the market? I think that's what Dave Gettleman, that's what GMs like John Elway, you know, and folks out there in Washington are now thinking. What is the market? Do I need to, in you know, spend draft capital to go up, or will one of the quarterbacks I like, whether that be Haskins in New York, whether that be a guy like Drew Lock, who we've heard Elway and the Broncos are high on, you know, do you think that they fall to us, or do we have to go make a move? What's happening right now and for the next 3 or 4 weeks for every team is trying to read the market and trying to read their own needs and their draft boards and see if it matches up.
Well, I can tell you from the Giants' perspective, they don't want him, okay? They would want Rosen more than anything else, because Rosen is a prototypical, you know, if you drew a picture right. and put it together, you built a quarterback that has worked. That somebody that has worked time and time again has proven in the course of time, a quarterback, the type of quarterback that works in the NFL, that is what Rosen is. And by the way, every scout in the world has pretty much said that if Rosen had come out this year as opposed to next year, there wouldn't even be a question about who's number one. He would be the number one draft pick this year because he is that prototypical. And oh yeah, he was pretty damn good. I mean, so it's just that he got buried in a city with a franchise that is nothing but hot garbage. And now they're sitting there with a new head coach going, we want to be this non-prototypical team with a quarterback like Kyler Murray. Great. The Giants are not that. The Giants are building around a running back. Their running back, their number one running back from last year, that's the direction they're going. He's going to be the face of the franchise. They are going to beef up that offensive line. They are going to make everything center around Saquon. If they can get a quarterback like a Rosen, that's their ideal thing. That's why Drew Haskins, of course, has been rumored to be with them. But if you had a choice between Rosen and Haskins, if you're the Giants, I don't think there's much of a choice. I'd rather go with Drew. I still have him on a rookie deal for the next 3 years. Not going to cost me an awful lot of money. I still got to pay Eli anyway. So it's very it works to my advantage. Haskins is nice, but Haskins means you got to play Eli this year. And, you know, you're not going to sit Eli for Haskins this year. You're not going to do it. But if Rosen comes, then you've already got a year under your belt. You can sit Eli, have Eli mentor Rosen without with a lot less, I guess, PR issues like the Giants are so worried about. You can't put Haskins out there and he goes out and throws five interceptions in a game and people it just won't work. Rosen, I think you have an easier time with Giant fans if Rosen was there and Eli was benched for him. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Listen, if it was Dwayne Haskins, right, or a rookie, what we're going to see, in my opinion, is Eli starting until, like, the bye week. You know, we've seen this. We see this a lot with rookie quarterbacks, right? I think we'd see Eli starting the first 8-9 games, similar, to be quite honest, to before when Eli came in. It was Kurt Warner who started, like, the first 8, 9, or 10 games, and then Eli comes in. And I think that's what we would see if it was a Dwayne Haskins, a Drew Locke, or even a Kyler Murray. But I think your point is right. There are different styles here. Every team has a different style in the NFL, and the Giants are going to be built around Saquon. They're going to want a prototypical quarterback who can stand in the pocket and deliver the football, and that's more Haskins, that's more Rosen, okay? Kyler Murray is in the mold of some of these other quarterbacks that are now trying to make plays and be agile from out of structure in the pocket, right? So that's your Deshaun Watsons, that's your Mitchell Trubisky's, that's your Patrick Mahomes, all off the model of, say, Russell Wilson, and that's what Kyler Murray is. You get Cliff Kingsbury, who's also one of these Big 12 college spread coaches. He's going to want the guy for his system. Rosen is not that. Looks like Kyler Murray is, and so now they got an asset on their hands. What do they flip Josh Rosen for is what the Arizona Cardinals are starting to think about. And if I was the Giants and I had that 17 pick or that high second round pick, I'd start to dance with them.
5-2, Seattle, Oakland, Major League Baseball underway. We'll get you caught up next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
So we've got ourselves some Major League Baseball. The season has begun, and boy, oh boy, bottom of the third, we've already got 9 runs scored. This is what we are looking for, right? That's what we want. That's it. Bomb after bomb after error after bomb. You got it. It's like an extended preseason game, what we're watching right now. But good morning. Welcome in here, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, want to welcome those of you in joining us on one of the many streaming platforms around the country. Thank you guys for making us a part of your day, including our chat room lunatics who never sleep, the Insomniacs. Congratulations. Yeah. Your guys are up with us probably because you spent a little time watching some of the games last night, looking to play in games, had a little action there. And, of course, we got 2 more tonight, but congratulations to Fairleigh Dickinson, who ended up rallying to beat Prairie View 82-76. That was one of the first 4 play-in games. They covered, right? -2. I think they covered the first half as well, did they not? And the over was a good call, over 149. And what did it end up coming down to? It's very funny. Prairie View was hitting 3 points from all over the place last night, right? So we knew they were a pretty decent, 3-point shooting team. We weren't sure how much of a groove they were going to get into, but we also told you they were an atrocious free throw team. And actually, Fairleigh Dickinson was a top 50 in field goal percentage from the free throw line. And man, oh man, they were like 271. And certainly, what do you think the discrepancy between free throws was? You had Fairleigh Dickinson made 15 while Fairleigh Dickinson only made 6. So they were about 50% in the game, and that 50%, of course, is ultimately the difference. They lost by 6 points. Boy, those free throws, those extra free throws would have been great for them. And then we had Belmont taking on Temple, and Belmont advances now. Another very high-flying chuck it up from all over the place. Another one of those first-half unders that you went with, Dane, ended up cashing.
Yep.
They were a 2.5-point favorite. They won 81-70. They now go to take on Maryland in the first round, while Fairleigh Dickinson, congratulations, you beat Prairie View. Now you get Gonzaga. Let me know how that works out for you. But to your point there, the unders first half, solid calls last night in these play-in games.
Yep, thanks. I told you about that Belmont Temple over-under. That was at 73. It came in at 68. And I got to tell you something, Joe. We were on opposite sides of this game. You liked Temple with the points. I liked Belmont. Belmont did, in fact, cover and get the win. But for me, the big takeaway, I'm impressed with this Belmont team, Joe. Okay, because at first, you know, we had built them as kind of this run-and-gun transition 3-point shooting team, and they were that, okay? Guys like McLean, guys like Windler, they proved to me that they can, in fact, shoot the rock. But I got to tell you something. I was impressed. If you watch the game, I was impressed with their post player. I'm going to butcher his name, but Miznuski, their center, this guy – I don't know if you saw it, Joe. He has legitimate post moves, like little baby jump hooks over the right shoulder and over the left shoulder. And what I saw, and they made the point on the telecast, okay? I thought this was just a 3-point shooting team. This is a 3-point shooting team with a dominant post offensive threat, okay? So they force defenses to kind of pick their poison. And early in the game, you were right, Temple was D-ing up against the 3-pointer. And then this kid, Miznuski, was just like – going crazy. He was like 7 of 9 from the field in the first half. Then they started sinking in on him, and all of a sudden Belmont started raining threes. I like this team. They were from the same conference as Murray State. They were the regular season champs. They lost in the championship game to Ja Morant and Murray State. I am reinforced in my thinking. I like Belmont as a squad. And remember, in those play-in games, people usually think those are throwaways when you're filling out your bracket. I like Belmont to beat Maryland in 2 days, you know, or tomorrow, in fact. They're hot. They're feeling good. I like this Belmont squad, Joe.
Early line, -5 right now, Maryland over Belmont. And as we look at the Gonzaga line now, that, again, congratulations to Fairleigh Dickinson. Your reward for doing such a great job was to go to Salt Lake and take on Gonzaga. And that line, I believe, is 26.5 right now. Gonzaga is laying it over Fairleigh Dickinson. But Temple couldn't get into a rhythm, tried their best, but just was everything they threw up was not going in from three-point range. 8 of 22 from the floor, actually 7 of 22 from three-point range. Couldn't get anything to fall down, but in the second half, it was Belmont all day. Once they start chucking it up and once they start falling in, 3 is better than 2, and it's very hard to recover there. But we got a couple of games tonight, too, in fact, getting ready to take center stage, and that'll we'll be looking at St. John's and Arizona State. We'll talk about that game coming up next hour a little bit, as it's going to be tough, man. St. John's, Arizona State, two teams that play very similar styles, love to run, love the gun. They're very up-tempo teams, right, that don't necessarily play great defense. It's a Jekyll and Hyde situation with St. John's because you just don't know what team is going to show up with them. Sometimes they look like world beaters. Other times, like in the Big East tournament, you're going, this team is awful. Like, they are just absolutely terrible. They, you know, they're throwing bricks up. They play no defense, can't box anybody out. And then all of a sudden, they'll throw a couple of things and a couple of games in there where you're like, wow, this, you know, this Pons kid is, you know, he's a top 10 draft pick, and they're going places. You know, well, you know, which one shows up against Arizona State tonight? That's going to be the question. Who also, Bobby Hurley is the coach, Arizona State. It's been the problem with them, too. Which Arizona State team shows up? When they put it together, they look amazing. But the problem is they haven't put it together on a consistent basis. So this is going to be a fun game, I think, to watch tonight. I'm looking forward to the St. John's Arizona State game because I do think that if they both bring their A game, we could see one of the best playing games, I think, that we've seen in a long time, Dane.
Yeah, that's fair, and it sounds like you're talking about the pace of play here. Maybe a lean to one of these overs if they both bring it. I got to tell you, though, Joe, yeah, I thought there was decent basketball last night. I really did. That Fairleigh Dickinson game, they came back. They were down like 13 early, and in the second half, they were going after each other. I thought the quality of play for two 16 seeds was actually pretty good, and I would say the same thing about Temple and Belmont. The product on the court was better than I thought it would be. I can only hope we see the same thing tonight with the Johnnies and the Sun Devils. Mullen versus Hurley, though, in a coaching matchup. That's pretty cool, especially for you, for people in the New York City area. Remember, right? Mullen there with St. John's, yep, and obviously Hurley, you know, the Hurley family and coaching here in Jersey is a big deal. I'll say that. So, you know, coaches dominate in college basketball. We know about Izzo and Boeheim, you know, and Coach K. Yeah. But Mullen versus Hurley as a coaching matchup, that should be on the marquee.
Yeah, I want you to keep in mind, too, that I know a lot of talk over these last couple of days leading up to the brackets. We've heard an awful lot about, you know, these Cinderellas and, you know, how we talk about getting swept up with these public-backed underdogs, right? Everyone loves these public-backed underdogs, the Sister Jeans and the Layolas, right? They are it's very fashionable to like these public favored underdog, and we've got a lot of that going on this year, whether it be Cal Irvine taking on Kansas State. You know, we've talked about Oregon taking on Wisconsin. We've talked a lot of these 12-5 situations, 13-4. Murray State, we've talked about New Mexico State taking on Auburn. There's so many this year that these underdogs are receiving a majority of the spread tickets, which also means not the money tickets. They're receiving a huge amount of the spread tickets. That means they are the Joe. Joe Public loves these teams. Everyone loves an underdog, and the public absolutely does during this time of year. The problem is, okay, and the problem is we have math and we have data. And what the data tells us is that those that get swept up in the whole NCAA tournament betting trends as far as, woo, let's, you know, Hercules, let's take a left. Screw you, Kansas State. Screw you, Auburn. Yeah, it's not a very good bet. As a matter of fact, it's been historically bad to go ahead and do that. So keep that in mind. When you want to bet a trendy underdog in your bracket, it might be a wise move. You know what I mean? Because you want to ultimately win on a point-based system. You want to win your bracket challenge. Right. You're going to have a couple upsets to be able to do that. But keep in mind, from a betting standpoint, a sports investing standpoint, you want to fade every trendy underdog play that the public loves. You want to do that. Why? Because those dogs have covered just 44% of the time since 2005. Those are these teams like Cal Irvine and Oregon, these 12 seeds, 13 seeds, 14, 15. These teams don't necessarily, and they have not, from a betting perspective, done very well in the NCAA tournament. So if it is Liberty, Mississippi State, Northeastern, Kansas, Murray State, Marquette, Seton Hall, Wofford, New Mexico State, Auburn, the list goes on here, guys. Keep this in mind that from a betting perspective, you got 44% is what we know the number is, okay? And last I checked, Dane, if I'm winning as a sports investor only 44% of the time, that means I'm probably broke and bankrupt right now. So not necessarily the smart bet, but from a bracket standpoint, you got to do what you got to do. You got to take some risks, otherwise you're screwed.
Absolutely. That is a very important distinction as we talk all week and try to get our listeners ready for March Madness. Playing in the brackets where you have to kind of zig when others zag and you got to gain points somewhere is a different context than sports investing on these games. If sports investing, the axiom is fade the public. The public loves Cinderella. But in these brackets, it's about gaining those little points there so you could stand out and hit. It's a DFS contest that's a big time pool versus a cash game, and it's different mindsets. So remember those distinctions moving forward as we're talking about March Madness.
And I'll get it, I looked even worse when you're talking about these trendy dogs that the public likes. If they are a higher seed, let's say this trendy dog is a number 13 through a 16, it gets even worse there. It's about 35%. Even if they're a little higher, let's say the higher seed happens to be a trendy dog, it's just about the same. It's, you're hovering around that 40% mark.
The 35% is ATS.
And that's against the number. Yeah, that's against the number, which in a lot of cases, these things means that they couldn't keep it close enough or they couldn't win outright. And that's what we've got kind of going on here with these underdogs. They just can't keep it within the number. And double-digit dogs, yeah, they're only two games over 500 in the since 2005. So it's not a profitable bet to look at these trendy public favorite dogs like the Cal Irvines. It's a nice story, and you've got to take those risks with your brackets. But guys, I'm telling you, man, it is not a good sports bet, sports investing decision to go Murray State, baby. Murray State getting 65% of the bets right now. Just so you have an idea, Cal Irvine, 72% of the bets right now.
Wow.
Liberty against Mississippi State, 71% of the bets. New Mexico State getting 60% of the bets over Auburn. Oregon's getting 60% of the bets over Wisconsin. We had the coach on yesterday from Bradley. They're getting 58% of the bets over Michigan State. So, we're going down the line. St. Mary's, 55% over Villanova. So, that tells you, Dane, right there, that the public is hearing it, and we know how many eyes are focused this time of year on this tournament. The average bettor, Joe Novice, now he's betting. They're hearing it, and they're betting it. That should tell you, as a legitimate handicapper, that's not going to make
go the other way.
We'll talk more about that, give you some of the latest numbers coming up next, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
There's so much tweaking around the points, it becomes problematic. And I did enjoy the points league, Adam, way more than I thought I would. But isn't there like a consistent point strategy that we can just employ and we don't have to tweak it all this time?
There's no universal scoring system for points leagues. You know, everything is different. And maybe that's what needs to be done, is try and come up with a more universal scoring system.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Old school here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in, Jovenary Dane Martinez. We make it rain on this Wednesday. And Kelly in Vegas, Kelly Stewart. Going to show up here today with us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. She's going to join Gabe and I coming up for the morning after. She's got a new special coming up on Showtime that... kind of, they did a documentary about the sports betting world, the sports betting industry,
yes.
And that's getting ready to play this weekend. And she was
Sunday,
one of the ones in it. And, so she's going to be hanging out with us here on the network, for a couple hours a little later this morning. Looking forward to that. I did actually have a chance to see the preview of it and the actual movie. I got a little special preview somebody sent me, and... yeah, it's it's a little dramatic for me. It was a little too dramatic because this sports betting world is not nearly as degenerate driven as it's going to show you in this again, it is a docuseries, Showtime. Yeah, I don't necessarily know they picked
talked about this, right?
Yeah, it's take everything with you, kind of take a step back. That's not the end all be all. That's a very small segment of what is going on out there. The majority of the industry and the business is guys like you and me. They're not Vegas Dave, but Jay, listen, yeah, it's Hollywood.
Isn't Vegas Dave profiled?
Yeah, right.
That's really all you need to know. If he's one of the main characters, that's all you need to know. And literally, I read about it, like some of the other guys that are in this docuseries didn't know that Vegas Dave was going to be another main character and were honestly like, I wouldn't have agreed to be in it. But I'm still going to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's coming out this week. She's going to be by talking about the movie and her experience and everything. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to that. Just another reason why you guys should be downloading the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app on your phone. Take us with you all day long. You never know who's going to drop by, but ultimately our goal here each and every day is to make you a little smarter when it comes to sports investing, certainly when it comes to DFS and season-long fantasy, and also make you a little more profitable in 2019. That's what we do. That's what we're going to do coming up, hour number two. We've got some games to go over, some playing games, some NIT, some NBA. We'll do all of that coming up next year. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.